Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an old school drum and bass top loop and turning it into a real arrangement idea in Ableton Live 12. And that's the key word here. Arrangement. We are not just dropping a loop on the timeline and calling it a day. We're treating that loop like a performance element, something that evolves, breathes, and helps tell the story of the track. That's what separates a loop demo from a proper DNB tune. Now, a lot of the classic jungle and old school energy comes from movement inside a simple top loop. You've got chopped breaks, hats, rides, little ghost notes, tiny fills, and those subtle edits that keep the groove alive. In modern drum and bass, the same idea still matters. Even when the sub is doing the heavy lifting, the top loop is often what glues the whole track together. So the goal today is to take one strong loop, build a few useful variations in session view, then commit those ideas into arrangement view and shape them into something that feels like a real club record. Let's start in session view. Load your old school top loop onto an audio track, and listen for the strongest one bar or two bar section. You want a part of the break that already has swing, character, and a clear transient feel. If the loop is too dense, that's fine. We'll shape it, but it should already have some personality. Now create a few variations from that same source. I want you thinking in roles, not just sounds. Make one clean version. Make one filtered version. Make one version with a fill or a tail. And make one slightly more aggressive version, with a bit more chopping or saturation. This is where a lot of producers get stuck, because they keep looking for new material instead of working the material they already have. In DNB, that's usually a mistake. Small edits are often enough. A missing kick here, a cutoff hat there, a little reverse hit at the end of a phrase. That can be all you need to make the loop feel alive. Treat those clip slots like performance options. One for tension, one for impact, one for relief. If every clip is full energy, then nothing really feels bigger when the drop comes in. Before we arrange, let's tighten the loop so it sits properly in the track. Open the clip view and check the warp mode. For break-heavy material, beats often keeps the transient slices punchy. Complex Pro can work if the loop has a lot of tonal character and you want a smoother feel. The important thing is to keep the groove natural. Old school DNB and jungle can actually benefit from a little looseness, so don't overcorrect it unless the timing is really drifting. Next, use EQ8 to clear space. A high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is usually a good starting point. You want to leave room for your kick and sub. If the top end feels harsh, pull a bit around 3 to 5 kHz. If you need a little air, you can gently lift the top, but keep it controlled. The mistake here is making the loop sound impressive in solo, and then too bright or too heavy once the bass comes in. That's a big lesson in DNB. The top loop does not need to carry the low-end foundation. The bass and kick need room to speak. The loop is there to support the groove, the motion, and the attitude. If the loop feels too static, add some movement with auto filter. For intro states, a low pass or a softened filter position can make it feel distant and tense. Then, as the drop approaches, you can open it up. This is one of the simplest ways to make a loop feel like it's evolving without rewriting the rhythm. Now let's make some deliberate musical contrast. Duplicate the loop variations and make each one useful for a different part of the track. One version might have a missing hit at the start to create anticipation. Another might have the last half bar chopped into a fill. Another might have an extra bit of hat energy before the drop. You can even reverse a tiny transient or add a short reverb tail to one hit for a little transition flavor. And here's a very useful teacher note. In drum and bass, the last half bar often matters more than the first three and a half bars, because it's what pulls you into the next phrase. So build your edits around the ends of bars, not just the beginnings. If you want to get a little more detailed, you can also use simpler. Drop a short slice of the break into simpler, use slice mode, and resequence a few hits. That's a great way to tighten the hats and ghost notes, while still keeping the character of the original break. It's not about making everything robotic. It's about giving the loop a more deliberate DNB pulse. At this point, you should have a few variations that actually do different jobs. Now let's move into arrangement view. Hit record and perform those clips into the timeline. Don't worry about making the full song perfect yet. Just capture the flow of sections and get the energy curve in place. A classic DNB shape works really well here. You might start with a 16-bar intro where the loop is filtered and reduced. Then build a 16 or 32-bar pre-drop section where tension rises. Then let the full loop hit in a 32-bar drop. After that, give yourself an 8-bar switch up. Something stripped, broken, or halftime feeling. Then bring in a second drop that feels stronger, dirtier, or more detailed. Finally, finish with a DJ-friendly outro that makes mixing easy. That phrasing matters. Drumand bass lives and breathes in 16s and 32s, so your loop edits should support those boundaries instead of fighting them. And as you arrange, keep listening to the bass relationship. This is huge. In DNB, the drums and bass should feel like they are pushing and pulling each other. If the bass line is thick and active, the loop may need to step back a little. Maybe it gets thinner. Maybe it gets quieter. Maybe the filter closes a bit. During a bass gap, you can let the drums hit harder. That call and response energy is classic DNB arranging. Now we start automation. This is where the loop stops being a repeated sample and starts becoming an arrangement. Automate auto filter cutoff so the intro feels distant and the drop opens up. Automate utility gain so you can create quick dropouts and fills. Use EQ8 or a high shelf move if you want the later section to feel brighter. And if the final drop needs more edge, add a little saturator drive for some warning aggression. Keep the automation intentional. You don't need giant, obvious sweeps every 8 bars. In darker DNB, small movements often feel more serious and more powerful. A subtle opening filter, a small gain drop, a tiny burst of distortion, that can be enough to make the section change feel real. Here's another useful move: change the role of the loop, not just the sound. For example, in the intro, the loop can be a textured bed. In the first drop, it becomes the main groove driver. In the switch up, it becomes stripped back and tense. In the final section, it becomes heavier and more aggressive. Same source, different function. That's how you make one loop carry a whole arrangement. Try one 8-bar switch up, where the loop is reduced to hats and snare ghosts for 4 bars, then returns full for 4 bars. Or mute the first beat before a drop so the bass launch feels bigger. Negative space is powerful in drum and bass. Sometimes one bar of restraint hits harder than a huge pile of effects. If you're using a drum rack from Chopped Break Slices, you can also duplicate it and create a simple fill rack. Keep it minimal. Maybe one snare drag, one hat burst, one short ride or splash. Use that only in the transition bars. That way you add identity without overcrowding the groove. Now zoom out and listen like a DJ or like someone mixing the tune in a club. Does the intro feel readable? Does the first drop have a clear impact? Does the switch up happen at a sensible musical boundary? Is the outro stripped back enough to mix out cleanly? That's the arrangement test. Also check your headroom. Don't overcompress the loop just to make it loud. If the loop is stealing attention from the bass or kick, lower it, tame the highs, or narrow it a bit. Let the master stay clean. And if you want a quick reality check, put utility on the drum bus and listen briefly in mono. If the loop collapses badly, it may be relying too much on width and not enough on groove. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't copy and paste the same loop all the way through the track. Make variations that actually serve different sections. Don't leave too much low end in the loop. High pass it and make space for the kick and sub. Don't throw fills everywhere every 2 bars. In DNB, repetition is what makes the groove feel powerful. Don't make the intro too busy. Let the arrangement earn its density. And don't arrange drums without listening to the bass line. The relationship between those two is everything. If you want to push this further, here are a few pro style ideas. Use controlled distortion on the loop bus with saturator, then clean up the harshness with EQ after. That can make a break feel thicker and more underground. Layer ghost percussion under the loop if you want more forward motion, especially in rollers or darker sections. Automate subtle width, not stereo chaos. Keep the core kick and snare focused. Let the bass answer the drum fill. That call and response move is classic and always works when the timing is right. And if you want stronger progression, save your dirtiest or most chopped loop variation for the second drop. That way the track feels like it's evolving instead of just repeating itself. So here's your quick practice challenge. Pick one old school style top loop. Create at least 3 variations. Build a 16-bar filtered intro, a 16-bar or 32-bar first drop, an 8-bar stripped switch up, and a stronger return section. Add one transition fill. Automate one filter move and one gain move. Then listen back and ask yourself, is the loop supporting the bass, or is it fighting it? If the energy changes feel clear, musical, and DJ-friendly, then you've done it right. And that's the real takeaway here. Use session view to sketch fast. Use arrangement view to shape the story. Let small edits do big work. And remember, in drum and bass, a top loop is never just a loop. When you arrange it properly, it becomes the engine of the track. Nice work.